Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Daring to Be Different Dream Chasers Radio. This is the Yaya Diamond Show, an edition of Dream Chasers Radio, and I am your host, Yaya. And we're going to have another show. We have another show planned for you. Yeah, I've been on the air since, I don't know, I don't know how many interviews I've done today, but I've been inspired by all of them. I'm telling you, all of them. And it's just amazing how many people have inspired me and have planted that inspiration seed within me. And this is just another one coming on. And I want to welcome to the show my fellow radio host, Mike Monte. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. You know, it's not easy being on the radio. Most people think it's easy because, you know, no one really can connect a face to the voice, but you get nervous. You do. You get nervous. You know, it's not all easy.
A lot of behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, and that's what we want to talk about. There's a lot of behind the scenes stuff going on with you right now. Can you just elaborate on what's going on at the studio?
Yeah, I actually wanted to open up with our official statement as of why we're no longer broadcasted on TuneIn. Because TuneIn actually chose to drop all the small-time radio people that they felt weren't paying enough royalties to the production companies and you know, other people that we pay royalties and everything to. So rather than negotiate a deal, they actually just wound up dropping all of us suddenly, which was a shock to us small-time broadcasters. So, and we already suffered a large hit from when Live 365 went under, and we lost a lot of our fan base from that because they were using their apps to tune in and listen and, you know, suggest different things. So we lost touch with a lot of people after that.
Wow. Wow. So they have taken it upon themselves to consider who is important and who isn't.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
And I guess when it comes down to, dollar signs, we didn't make the cut.
Yep, the almighty dollar, they call that. The almighty dollar.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm very sorry to hear that. That's a sad thing, you know, and especially when you lose your fan base and people don't know where to find you.
Yeah.
And it's the second hit, you know, it can be hard.
You know, we keep pushing on.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to go ahead and jump back really fast. You see that? Really quick. That was
nice.
That
switch.
Oh, it was a good switch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We're going to jump back, and we're going to go toward the positive side of this because, you know, you're not going to lose your fan base anymore. You know why you're not going to lose your fan base anymore? Because people are looking for you, and they love what you do, and they love your services, and they're willing and ready to move along with you, especially since the internet is so vast and so wonderful.
Absolutely.
So with that in mind, what do you guys have planned?
Well, we got a brand new show coming up. We're rolling out new material. You know, we're cranking it out every day. We're trying to, you know, get the best of, and then some of the not so best of. A lot of the obscure things that didn't really qualify as hits, but, you know, gained popularity. So we're loading a lot of that stuff up there. And we're actually up for a couple awards this summer with the Independent Broadcasting Association.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So we got that going on.
Wow. That is a lot going on. That's great, though. That is great. You know, with the bounce back and you have all the awards coming up, I hope you do win, by the way.
Thank you.
You know, with the awards coming up and all that stuff coming up, Let me ask you a question.
What's that?
Your radio station, where can people find you now?
You can actually go right to radionomy.com. They also mm-hmm. have the app. They have them for Apples, Androids, and they have them on most smart devices like smart TVs. Pretty much anywhere you can find an app. You can find us on there under Radio Monty. Or if you go to streama.com, you can find us under Radio 108 WLIN.
Awesome. So they can find you pretty much anywhere. Are you on a regular conventional radio station or just internet?
Well, when we were with Live 365, they actually relayed us and gave us some airtime up in the Aroostook County area, which is where we got our Aroostook County's Home of Classic Rock slogan from.
Oh, okay.
But now, since Live 365 went under, we're no longer on that, so we're just purely on the radio for the time being until something else comes along where we have an opportunity to hop back on the airwaves.
Okay, so you're on internet right now?
Yes, primarily.
Okay. Primarily on internet. Well, that's okay. Most people are.
Yeah,
that
that's true.
You know, and so it's not a big deal. Definitely not a big deal, and people know where to reach you.
Yeah, and we're on Facebook too, of course, you know.
Yes, I saw that. Now, with everything going on, 360 went down. Now you're not on TuneIn and all that stuff. You have the internet radio station. What are your plans for the future?
Well, we hope to keep regaining popularity to the point where maybe we will get discovered by somebody who wants to actually contract us and put us up on the radio. I mean, that would be the ultimate for most of us, I think.
Wow. I never thought about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you figure you make enough noise, someone's going to notice. And if somebody has that golden ear, you know, that has the connections and they can, you know, if they feel like you can make a difference and, you know, get out there and educate people and bring them, you know, like good soulful music and, take a liking to that.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, well, there always is. At least I try to look for one.
Mm-hmm. But with you guys, how did you get nominated for this award? Because I mean, with everything that's going on, you would think that you would just kind of drop into the pit, you know, of loss.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, just into the black abyss of lost internet.
Yes. So, with that, how did you guys manage to stay afloat like that and to get an award? That's commendable.
Well, it was pretty local because where we are, we're right around where Providence is, which is a very, you know, artistic, rich city. We got RISD, and it's actually a branch off of one of their projects, the Rhode Island School of Design, where they do a lot of independent broadcast stuff, and sometimes they pick the smaller guys that are, you know, maybe not as popular as the rest of the guys, and if they find, you know, good artistic quality behind, you know, what they're bringing them, they'll always nominate them for something. And for us, it was the Independent Broadcasting Award Society.
Oh, wow. Wow. Now, with most people, I could say, if you had to do it all over again, how would you do it? But you guys, you are doing it again and again.
Yeah.
So
we'll keep on as long as it takes. I mean, until they completely, quiet us down, which I don't think is possible now with the amount that, you know, the amount of exposure people get with the power of the internet.
As, you know, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, you can reach anywhere, pretty much anywhere on the internet. Any person can tune in. And that's the biggest thing about internet, you know. Being on the radio is somewhat limiting. So, I mean, being on the radio isn't always the goal anymore.
Yeah, that's true. You know, they find a lot of people now are streaming more than they're actually listening to the regular radio.
Yeah, and I mean, with that in mind, where would you guys want to be primarily? Would you want to go back on the radio primarily, or would you like to have maybe a section on the radio, but mostly primarily on internet?
Oh, absolutely. Internet 100%. It's the infinite information highway.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, and it's amazing that we can have so much in common, but yet so different in you know, in our choices and, you know, and how we do things. When you guys started again, the entire structure of your corporation had to be revamped. Now you have to revamp again. What is it like now to revamp again?
Well, I mean, the initial shutdown was a complete shock. So, I mean, it was mostly, I want to say for the first week or so, it was scrambling. It was trying to figure out, you know, from where we were at that point, where do we move on? Like, you know, who is ready to accept something new and open their mind to, you know, a different type of way of doing radio. So, and as soon as we got a hold of Radionomy, we were like, well, you know, these guys seem to be pretty much the only contenders that are left right now. Otherwise, you know, it's break the bank on getting, you know, blanket stream insurance, which is, it prices you right out of the market pretty much. When we found Radionomy, it took another week just to go over all the legal documentation of what you can do, what you can't do, you know, what type of coverage you have to have, and, you know, what they'll cover for us, because they do cover most of the royalty fees and everything, because we are so small time. You know, we have a very small budget. But, yeah, it was a struggle. But once it fell together and we decided to pull the trigger on it and, you know, actually do it, we had to go over, you know, of course, there's always the software side of it. So, you know, figuring out how to program to their standards and conforming to that, because it was a completely different switch. From the way the station actually operated on, you know, the software side, and how we got tracks to the server and made sure, you know, the intros were placed before the correct songs and all that, and while staying in the constraints of not being able to play, you know, the same artist twice in the first 3 hours of the show. There's a lot of little different things that you, you know, you got to keep in mind when you do that stuff.
Wow.
So it was difficult.
Right. But not impossible.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So you guys are going through this whole thing. You're revamping this whole thing. You go with Radionomy, and Radionomy has a great package. It's a free service for some people who don't actually have a rotation going on, like a talk show or something like that. You're with Radionomy. The next thing that you guys are doing, you have the awards coming up. How are you preparing for that? Is that something you prepare for, or you just wait around to see what happens?
Well, that we pretty much wait around to see what happens, but all the while we're trying to make sure we're keeping our material, you know, fresh and interesting to the audience, because the more people, you know, we get to listen, the more exposure we get, you know, and the more votes we get to actually win the award.
Your theory on how to get and how to keep your listening base, especially with everything that's going on right now, how are you going about that?
Well, we're pushing, you know, mostly on Facebook and word of mouth. We're getting people, you know, to stream us at, you know, offices mostly, because, you know, everybody's got to have some, you know, good background music, you know, when you're sitting at the office, you know, going through Excel spreadsheets and whatnot. You got to have something there to, you know, kind of keep your brain moving, right? Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
We did doing the head nod. Yes, definitely. Yeah. I know about that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so you guys have really got your A game on, and that's great. How can people reach you? What's next? And, you know, hit me up with something really, really cool. What are you guys doing that's different from all the rest of the stations right now?
Well, what we try to do is bring variety. We want to hear what the people want to hear played on the station, because, like I said, we want to keep listeners. We want to keep people interested. So we have up on the up on the Facebook, we have Radio 108 WLIN. So if people, you know, drop posts, comments, what they want to hear, you know, even if it's a specific era, and I can, you know, dig up all the popular stuff and then maybe some of the stuff that should have gained popularity but really didn't and didn't make the radio. I like to play a lot of that, of those obscure hits, you know?
Right, right. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we need that too because a lot of people have told me, have you ever heard of this artist? Have you ever heard of this artist? Did you ever hear Side B? I'm like, Side B?
Yeah, the B side of the 45.
Yeah, the B side of the 45 was very popular back in the day because people used to take the album and, of course, they used to flip it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because sometimes the B side was the hit.
Absolutely. And, you know back in that era, you had most people that were. I actually knew one guy who, the way he found all his music was he'd go in and he'd find what album art caught his eye the most. You know, and whatever album art he found, he would pick up that record. And, I mean, I've listened to a lot of the stuff, and it's obscure, but it's really good music. And I feel if somebody with a golden ear would have picked that record up back in the 70s, that they actually probably would be having airtime today as a classic rock band. But
wow.
It gets interesting when you – yeah, it is. It gets interesting when you think of how much stuff they actually missed back then. And, I mean, you can still go out and find it. You can go to your, you know, your local antique shop or some Salvation Armies and, you know, still dig through records and find that stuff. But it's amazing when you think about how much we haven't heard yet.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's creativity never stops.
Yeah.
It never stops. And even today you have the artists that are out there big, but then you have the ones that aren't, and they're better sometimes than the ones that are.
Absolutely, and we actually take note of that on our radio show, and we've included into our rotation a couple of bands, one of them being Lake. They did mostly soundtrack stuff for TV shows, but then they had some really good new music, and we like to pump that out. Even though we're a classic rock station, we feel some bands incorporate a lot of the characteristics that those classic rock bands did back in the 70s. So we even try to give them some popularity. We put their music out there. You know, some of the stuff being released 2014, 2015. And we're getting that out there because, you know, like you said, creativity keeps flowing and it keeps building. And it's around today. And these people just don't have popularity. So if we can, you know, bring them some fans, we'd love to do that too.
You guys are one in a million. You know that, right?
Well, that's what we're gunning for.
Yeah, you're one in a million. You know how hard it is for an artist to get radio play?
I could only imagine.
Yeah, I'm an artist.
It's got to be like jumping through hoops.
Oh, jumping through the hoop is nothing. The hoop has to be on fire.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're a good artist and you don't have connections, or if you're a great artist, then you're just as good as anybody out there, but you just don't get that momentum. You tried everything. There are a lot of people out there that will not play it just because they don't think that it'll, you know, go good or whatever, what have you. And then to pay to play is even more money.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
People have a 9-to-5. They're not, you know, so you guys are one in a million. I'm telling you, thank you so much for what you do for the up and coming artists. You know, that's
we're
important.
More than happy to help. I mean, we're all about. See, a lot of these radio stations and, you know, people that are producing the music, they're always so wrapped up in what they think is going to sell and profit that they're losing sight of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
yeah,
if we can remedy that by getting it out there, you know, let's do it.
Yeah. We should be, you know, creativity is how it all began. It began with a voice, with someone saying, hey, this is not right. And they put it in a song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Beatles did it. John Lennon. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He came from there and he did it. You know, Marvin Gaye did it. I mean, you know, a lot of different artists use those airwaves to voice their opinions, and nowadays people are starting to do it again, but it's not catching because the radio doesn't want to put. They want to put junk on, you know?
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It's amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for doing that. Now, with all this said, you're still moving forward. You're not
mm-hmm.
going anywhere. The radio station is still there. I want people to know exactly where they can go and listen to you one more time.
Well, there's a lot of different places out there, but the best place to find us, if you go, let me make sure I have the link correct. I wouldn't want to send somebody to the wrong,
Definitely.
The wrong place. if you go on radio108.tk, nice short address, easy to remember, it'll bring you right to our Facebook page, and we'll have all our streaming options listed right there. Or we also have radiomonty.tk as well, and that'll bring you to my DJ page as well, and we have all links on there.
Oh, wow. And you, DJ, do you do original music as well?
No, we play mostly classic rock and 70s hits, but we did air, of course, you know, the newer stuff that was released recently as well, that incorporate the same, you know, feel of, you know, classic rock and 70s and instills the creativity of it.
Mm-hmm. And do you do original music as well?
No. I did back in 2007. We actually had a band when we got out of high school. We toured around New England back in 2006.
Oh,
yeah. We were actually called Smoky Windows. We were a folk psychedelic band.
Oh my gosh, that must have been awesome.
That actually was. That was very. That was probably the most fun I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah, that was good. We met tons of people. We played really nice shows. We had good crowds. A lot of people were vibing. It was good stuff.
Awesome. So you know that side of the artistry of the whole thing, and it's important to be well-rounded, especially if you're, you know, you're a DJ and you got that going on. But congratulations on the award. Congratulations on just perseverance.
Thank you very much.
Wow, it's been great having you on the show, and I want to thank you so much for what you do for the artists coming out. And if there is an artist that is listening today, can they contact you and maybe submit something to you, or you don't do it that way?
No, absolutely. We're always interested in hearing all kinds of original music. You can actually send it right to my manager. His name is Steven Vucci. His email address is radio108@cox.net, and you can submit a link to your SoundCloud if you have one, or send us direct MP3s. If you want to send us a demo, go right ahead.
Awesome.
We'll be
so
more than happy to listen to it.
It's got to have that flavor from the 70s, and
yeah.
I know of a few people that actually still do that kind of music. And it would be to their benefit that they submit. So when I put this up, I'll let everybody know about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Find any way to get in contact with me, and we'll put it up.
Awesome. Oh, well, thank you so much for being on the show. And
thank you very much for having me, Aya.
I'm glad that you guys are still doing it. That's the most important thing, you know. And that's why we say that to give up is not good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm just going to be straight up, because you could be right at the verge of breaking through.
Right, absolutely. We have nowhere of knowing where we are in the scheme of things, and it's good to just keep pushing forward, because things sometimes always find their way to turn around.
Definitely, and it's turning around for you guys, and I hope and I pray that you win that award, because that's important.
Much.
That'll bring a lot of people to your station and a lot of notoriety, and then the people that actually kicked you out will be eating their words.
Yeah, we hope so.
And I'll be smiling.
Thank you.
Definitely. Thank you so much. You know, we can't despise the little beginnings and humble beginnings, and sometimes you have to begin again. But I tell you one thing, if you continue, you'll be bigger than whatever you can imagine. So you guys are going to be huge. Just wait.
That's true. Thank you very much.
Thank
we
you.
We hope that's
and
the way it goes.
I hope so, too. I hope so, too. Thank you so much again for being on the show. It's been a wonderful, wonderful show. You guys need to tune in and go to the Radionomy and go to the website that that they're talking, you know, Mike has said. Just go there, tune in, and just be a support. You know, that's what Dream Chasers is all about, is being supportive of everyone that comes on the show. Because guess what? When it's your turn and people have to be supportive of you, we will be there for you as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being a guest on the show. Don't be a stranger. And when you win the award, you got to come back on and gloat.
Oh, we will. We'll be in touch.
Okay. Thank you so much. Hey, everybody, don't forget, continue to dare to be different. This is Yaya Dream Chasers Radio, the edition of Yaya Diamond Show, signing off. I didn't think it'd be different. I didn't think it'd be different. I didn't.